Here are all the states that have taken action to enable access to COVID-19 vaccines. Some state officials are taking action to ensure people can access COVID-19 vaccines after federal regulators withdrew emergency authorization and issued limited updated approvals for the shots, ahead of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's vaccine advisors meeting on September 18 and September 19 to consider who should receive them. Here are the states that have issued orders, updated regulations, or fresh guidance. California. The California Department of Public Health said on September 3 that it is continuing to recommend COVID-19 vaccination access for all people aged 6 months and older. Officials also said they were forming an alliance with several other states to promote science-based vaccine recommendations. California stands together with our public health and medical professional colleagues to uphold integrity and support our mission to protect the health of our communities, the state's public health officer, Dr. Erica Pan, said in a statement. Colorado. State officials said on September 3 that Colorado's chief medical officer issued an order enabling pharmacists to administer COVID-19 vaccines without prescriptions. Connecticut. Health officials on September 9 issued COVID-19 vaccine recommendations that diverge from the CDC's updated vaccination schedule. They referenced recommendations from several groups, including the American Academy of Pediatrics. Connecticut is also part of a new regional coalition on health with Massachusetts and some other states. Hawaii. Hawaii joined California, Oregon, and Washington State in the West Coast Health Alliance, Governor Josh Green, a Democrat and physician, said in a September 4 statement. Massachusetts. Officials said on September 4 that the Massachusetts Health Commissioner will decide moving forward which vaccines can be administered by pharmacists in Massachusetts. They also released an order letting pharmacists administer COVID-19 vaccines to residents aged 5 and older, and unveiled a bulletin requiring insurers to cover vaccines recommended by the commissioner. Minnesota. Governor Tim Walz, a Democrat, in an executive order dated September 8, told the Minnesota Department of Health to work to support access to and accurate information about all available vaccines. Health Commissioner Dr. Brooke Cunningham said in a statement that the department would work to protect vaccine access. Officials said the COVID-19 vaccine remains broadly available in the state. Nevada. The Nevada Board of Pharmacy on September 5 issued guidance that says Nevada residents can receive a COVID-19 vaccine at pharmacies, even if they do not have a prescription. New Jersey. The New Jersey Department of Health said in an executive order issued on September 8 that any individual at least 6 months of age can receive a COVID-19 vaccine. It also issued an order enabling pharmacists to administer the vaccines without a prescription. At a time when COVID-19 cases are increasing across the country and as part of my administration's dedication to evidence-based public health action, I am committed to ensuring everyone in New Jersey who wants to receive a COVID-19 vaccination can receive a dose this fall from trusted health professionals, Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, said in a statement. New Mexico. Officials on September 5 said they were recommending COVID-19 vaccination for any resident who wants one, and that pharmacists can now prescribe and administer them even without a prescription. The steps will ensure New Mexicans have access to the vaccine if they choose, Sharon McCracken, executive director of the New Mexico Board of Pharmacy, said in a statement. New York. Governor Kathy Hochul, a Democrat, on September 5 signed an executive order that lets pharmacists in the state administer COVID-19 vaccines without a prescription to people aged 3 and older. Hochul's order provides access to the COVID vaccine for New Yorkers who choose to get vaccinated, New York Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonald said in a statement. Oregon. Oregon formed an alliance with California and Washington State, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek, a Democrat, said on September 3. She said in a joint statement with California Governor Gavin Newsom and Washington Governor Bob Ferguson, "The CDC has become a political tool that increasingly peddles ideology instead of science, ideology that will lead to severe health consequences. California, Oregon, and Washington will not allow the people of our states to be put at risk." Pennsylvania. The Pennsylvania Board of Pharmacy said pharmacists can follow recommendations from some non-governmental groups that are recommending COVID-19 vaccination for nearly all individuals, Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, said on September 3. Washington State. In early September, the state formed a health alliance with California and Oregon. In an order dated September 4, health officials said that healthcare providers could administer COVID-19 vaccines to individuals aged 6 months and older. Vermont. The state joined other northeastern states in the regional coalition, which has not yet issued recommendations on COVID-19 vaccines. And here's a look at other states that have addressed the matter. Arizona. Governor Katie Hobbs, a Democrat, told a recent briefing that she was concerned about new COVID-19 vaccine guidance. "We're going to look at the options we have to keep Arizonans safe," she said. Arizona officials have not exercised any of those options as of yet. Delaware. Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro, in a September 10 statement, endorsed vaccines and conveyed statements from insurers who have committed to continuing to cover COVID-19 vaccines. Florida. Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Ladapo has backed limiting recommendations for COVID-19 vaccination, and earlier this year called for officials to go further and completely remove the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines from the CDC's childhood immunization schedule. More recently, Ladapo said he's working to end all vaccine mandates in the state, starting with the removal of requirements for 4 types of vaccines. Georgia. The Georgia Department of Public Health on September 3 said it is awaiting recommendations from the CDC and its Vaccine Advisory Panel, known as ACIP. Kentucky. The Kentucky Board of Pharmacy said in guidance dated September 2 that even though state law says pharmacists can administer vaccines pursuant to the federal vaccination schedule, the regulation does not limit practice and that pharmacists can administer COVID-19 vaccines to people with prescriptions. Maine. Officials say they are assessing federal changes to COVID-19 clearance. They said their goal will be to prevent any medically unnecessary restriction of vaccines, so that Maine people may be able to consult with their healthcare provider and decide what is in the best interest of their health. Maryland. Governor Wes Moore, a Democrat, signed legislation that took effect in June that compels insurance providers to cover vaccines recommended by ACIP as of the end of 2024. Officials said on September 5 that COVID-19 vaccines are available for most providers across the state, including pharmacies. Michigan. Health officials said in July they're still recommending COVID-19 vaccines for all individuals aged 6 months and older. They have not taken any steps to ensure access following the FDA's recent moves. New Hampshire. Governor Kelly Ayotte, a Republican, told MERTV on September 5 that New Hampshire would not join with other northeastern states and that New Hampshire's epidemiologist will issue vaccine recommendations soon. North Carolina. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services said it is waiting for ACIP to issue recommendations on the updated COVID-19 vaccines, and until the guidance comes, pharmacies can only administer them to adults who have a prescription. Louisiana. After Senator Bill Cassidy called for Louisiana's Surgeon General to write a blanket prescription for residents for COVID-19 vaccines, Governor Jeff Landry said in a post on X that the COVID-19 vaccine is dangerous. Louisiana Surgeon General Dr. Ralph Abraham shared the post. West Virginia. The director of the West Virginia Board of Pharmacy said on August 30 that pharmacists can administer vaccines to individuals aged 3 and older who have a prescription. Broader access may come after ACIP meets, he said. Virginia. Health officials said on September 5 that pharmacists can administer COVID-19 vaccines to adults with a prescription. At this time, Virginians can contact their healthcare provider to ask about receiving the COVID vaccine or to request a prescription for administration at their pharmacy, they said.